This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
All right, Matters, how's it going? And welcome back to the Blue Army Podcast. This isn't your average episode. That's right, we've decided to take a little bit of a break over the Christmas period. We've got a huge episode, or a huge couple of episodes, due to come out in the very near future, so please keep an eye out for those. But we are going to take the festive period off, and it feels like after he made his debut this past weekend, or at least this Boxing Day, it's only right that we all get to feel the breeze once more. That's right, we're going to redo episode 100, which was our special episode that we were lucky enough to capture with Gabriel Breeze. Once again, thank you all so much for listening, supporting, liking, following, subscribing, downloading, and doing your bit for the Blue Army Podcast. It is massively, massively appreciated, and we will be paying some of that kindness back very soon with absolutely some brilliant episodes that we have planned. So yes, stick around. Next week there'll be some big announcements to do with those big episodes, but this week sit back and enjoy a classic. This is episode 100 with a little appearance from Carlisle United legend Chris Billy, and it's Gabriel Breeze's episode from episode 100. Thanks once again to Gabriel Breeze for giving us his time for that one, and congratulations to him for making his League One debut in that 1-1 draw against Fleetwood. There'll be match reaction next week here on the Blue Army Podcast. So don't forget to come back and enjoy what we have in store for you. It's going to be a massive 2024 for the Blue Army Podcast. So stick around, stick with us. We know that there is so many other podcasts out there, and you can enjoy those as well. But just don't forget to give us a like, a subscribe, a download, a rating, all of those good things that really help the podcast stand out and continue to move forward so we can do such amazing things like bring you the episodes that we have in store in the next couple of weeks. I'll stop teasing you with those episodes, and I just want to say have a great Christmas and a happy new year from all of us here at the Blue Army Podcast. Bye for now.
Hello, it's Siebes here, aka Chris Billy. Just wanted to wish the Blue Army Podcast lads and all the listeners a happy 100th show. I've even done a couple myself and I've enjoyed them thoroughly. So yeah, happy 100th show, guys. All the best. Speak to you later. Bye.
All right, Maris, just before we get things kicked off with the podcast, I just want you to do me a favour. Picture this scene. It's Sunday morning. It was a good night. But I bet you're feeling it now. And there's no point in just sitting on the couch all day, wallowing and suffering with dry mouth. You want to get yourself up, and when you get yourself down to Bank Street in Carlisle, and when you're there, you want to follow your nose, and you will find John Watts and Sons Cafe and their amazing new brunch menu, which includes full English breakfast served from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's right, all day John Watts and Sons breakfast. What more could you want
on a Sunday. Get yourself out of bed at 9 in the morning, get yourself out of bed at midday. It doesn't matter, you'll still have enough time to go down to John Watson's Sons on Bank Street in Carlisle and get yourself a full English breakfast. And yes, before you ask, it does include a free juice, coffee or a tea, and is actually less than a tenner. So I don't think I need to do much more selling to convince you where to go on Sunday morning this week. It's the newest sponsor here on the Blue Army podcast. We're proudly associated with John Watson Sons Cafe on Bank Street. Go down there and try the new brunch menu. And while you're there, just mention that you heard about it here on the Blue Army podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
My name is Matty Robson.
My name is Chris Philly.
My name is Paul Arneson.
My name is Mark Boyd.
Hello, my name is Derek Combs, and I listen to the Blue Army podcast.
My name's Toby Show Silva, and welcome to the Blue Army podcast.
I mean, I'm buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm going to do the introductions. But first, before I kick things off, obviously, I do like to start things with a little bit of an anecdote. Before we kick things off, and this week, guys, I was on my way to work, basically, and you know, it was heavy with rain, and you know, it was groggy, and it just really wasn't a nice day, and I started just to feel a little bit low and a little bit down. But don't worry about me, because I'll be. And welcome back to the Blue Army podcast. This is, of course, episode 100, and I am absolutely buzzing to be joined by the two men I like to call the Cumbrian Brain Trust. Wills and Liam are here, but not just Wills and Liam. Just before you get to say hello, gentlemen, we are also joined by a super duper special guest. It's a first ever for the Blue Army podcast. A currently under contracted player is the third choice in the squad, but the first choice in our hearts. It's Gabriel Breen.
All right.
Glad you can laugh. Hello. You can laugh that joke. Hello. To be improved. If you laugh, it's fine. Gabriel, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing, man? You all right?
I'm not bad. How are you, chef?
I'm very good, mate. Yeah, I'm very good. As a few listeners already know, I am the chef over at Carlisle. So that's how me and Gabe know each other. Is it Gabe? Gabriel? How do you want to go, man?
I'll go Gabe. Gabe,
yeah. So yeah, but the Cumbrian Brain Trust, Wills and Liam are here. How are you doing, man? You guys all right?
Yeah, all right. Had a bit of a cough over the last week, but I think everyone has. So if I have to mute myself, I apologise for that.
It'll be fine, man. It'll be fine. It's going to be a cracking episode. It's episode 100. And when we have a special guest here on the episode, you know, we have to get to know you a little bit, Gabe. You know, we don't want to put you on the spot, but we are going to get to know you a little bit. And it's just on, you know, a very light level. So don't worry. It's nothing personal. And the icebreaker that we have here on the Blue Army podcast is a pretty straightforward question, really. If it wasn't for football, what do you think you'd be up to?
I'd probably be a carpet fitter or something. I don't know. A trade. Probably. Carpet fitter.
Is that something that runs in the family?
There's a kind of. My uncle owns a carpet shop. But, you know.
It's like carpets. It's lugging carpets around. Carpet. You like carpets. Carpets make sense. Any good with maths then? Like cutting carpets and stuff? Does that not come into it? You know?
Oh, mate, I'm terrible with maths.
I'm not good at maths, but that doesn't matter when you... I mean, like, how big are your hands? Do you know what I mean? Like, you were always going to be a goalkeeper, weren't you? You know, huge hands. And, mate, the other question I've got for people, because I think it's just, like, easy. It's a nice way into people. It's sort of like, what's your favourite film? Like, if you can't pick one, like, have you got a top two?
Top two. I love Shawshank Redemption. Absolutely
yes.
Adore that film.
Oh, watch nice. It any good choice.
And I have a guilty pleasure has got to be like Hot Fuzz. I think Hot Fuzz is unbelievable.
Oh no, that's a good film.
Great film.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, both great shouts, man, both great. Well, I feel like we've got to get to know Gabe a little bit, so, you know, I'm a bit more relaxed, I'm pretty sure, you know. We're all excited to meet our special guest, and now we've got to know him a little bit, gentlemen. And, I mean, while he's here, why don't we probe him for a little bit of insight? Is that all right, Gabe? We're just going to ask you a little bit, just a little bit, you know.
And it's ask you what positive. You really think about everyone.
No, it's all positive, And obviously, most of the big news this week with Carlisle United has been with the massive result at the weekend. And obviously, it was Ryan Edmondson returning from injury, scoring the big goal. We'll go on to talk about that in the match report a little bit later on. But I want to zero in and really get some behind-the-scenes perspective, you know, about the physio team that got Ryan Edmondson ready. I'm talking about Brunskill and the boys. I mean, as a young goalkeeper, I doubt you've had too many injuries and you're not really in often too much. But like, how important is it to have, you know, Chris Brunskill come in and settle so quickly, and for those players to be coming back from injury and hitting the ground running? You know, how good's that physio team?
Well, really good. I've known Chris because I was here when he was first here in the youth team, when he was with us in the youth team. So it was good back then. He's gone. He went to Blackburn, came back now, and he's back now with a bang. I think he's same crack with him. Same boring, terrible crack with him, but it's all right. he hates me being in there. Just suppose my crack's terrible at all, but yeah, it's good.
It's a bit.
We have a lot of injuries at the moment, don't we?
Well, that's it. And it feels like it's going to be important getting all these lads back from injuries. And I mean, like, it's really important just for the dynamic to be right in the back team staff as much as it is front of house. This is your first appearance on a podcast ever, so I just want to draw attention to that and say thank you so much, you know, for your time and you know, giving us a chance, really, to be able to do that. It's episode 100, so it does mean, you know, it means a lot to us here on the Blue Army podcast. Yeah. It'll mean a lot to our listeners. But how do you enjoy the media? Because it'd be a relatively new thing for you over at Carlisle United. How do you enjoy the corridor cam and those antics?
The corridor,
you know,
cam.
Yeah, how do you deal with that?
It's all right. You just kind of put on the spot when you see it. The funniest thing's when they're doing the gifts when everyone scores. Jack Armour, John Medish doing. Oh, Jesus!
Have you done one? I mean, like, obviously, do they do a gift for everyone, even the goalies?
Yeah, all the goalies have got one.
Go on, get a secret reveal. Go on, let's have an exclusive. Go on, let's see what your gift looked like.
I think it would either be me catching a ball. I can't remember. It was done at the beginning of the season. Or I think actually I went to catch a ball and got it hit in my face. I think that's
but it'd be great if we get to see it like in some kind of Ben Foster style thing, you know. You never know. You really never know. I mean, Gabe, a lot of people don't know. I do. I get to catch up with you on a daily basis, so I do know. But a lot of people don't know what you're getting up to on Saturdays when, obviously, the first team are playing at home. So, like, why don't you fill people in on what you've been getting up to on Saturdays?
Normally, what I do on a Saturday is if I'm with the first team, I come in with them normal time, about quarter past when we get to the ground on home game. I'll do the warm-ups with the two keepers, Tommy and Mick. Do the warm-ups, I'll go away. And then after, when kickoffs started, I'll go in the gym. And I'll do, first half, I'll be in the gym, probably doing legs, because I won't have a game. So and then I'll go watch the game, have a shower. Hopefully we're winning half-time, so I don't have to be too quick getting a shower and not getting changed before the back in, because I think they'll be getting a bit of a, what's the word, rollicking if they are, so.
I mean, obviously, you know, there was rumours about you being able to go out on loan and that kind of thing. But being able to sort of like sit under the tree of Tommy and Mick, as you just said there, I mean, how important do you think that's actually been rather than going out on loan? You know, that surely has its own advantages.
Yeah, very, very knowledgeable. Tommy has had quite a good career. He's quite experienced and he does help. They both help me out on a regular basis. Mick helps us out a lot as well. Because he's been around as well, and it's good. It's good insight to have because they do help you with even the little things, goalkeeping wise. Because we're quite a small group, small bunch, so yeah, they do help you out a lot.
Man, thanks very much for giving us a little bit of insight there. But I'm sure we'll dive into sort of like a full interview at some podcast in the future. But we actually got you recruited here for your punditry skills a little bit. So we're going to dive into a little bit of news and then eventually a match report further down the line. So thanks very much for the insight there. And at the start of the podcast, we like to kick things off a little bit lightly with a little bit of a laugh and a little bit of a joke, which means, gentlemen, I mean, you know what it's time for. It's time for the Blue Army Podcast Joke of the Week. Is he having a laugh? I think he's trying to. It's the Blue Army Podcast Joke of the Week. Right, boys, here we go. We always like to kick things off. I've been saving this one. I hope it's special. Here we go. How do fish know exactly how much they weigh?
And yeah, scales.
He's done it. Hook, line and sinker. It is because they have scales. That's how fish know exactly how much you weigh. It's a good joke, though. Yeah, it's a good joke. It's always so funny, like, when you guess the
if that's
well.
The one he's been saving.
I only have got one a while back.
Oh dear, I've been sick. Maybe I already told. No, I probably haven't already told it. Anyways, we'll plow on, gentlemen. And it's time for, I mean, boys, it's time for your segment. It's time for the league to round up Gabe. At this point of the show, we basically round things off about what's been happening in League Two and how it's kind of affected the team's stature. So, gentlemen, it's time to find out
what's been happening here. What's been happening there? It's the league. Two, round up with Liam and Will.
Take it away, gentlemen.
Liam, you
want to
go?
Yep, I'm first. Yep. So this week, I'll start off with the Tuesday night fixtures from last week. Stockport County drew 0-0 with Gillingham. Big result for Gillingham and a big result for Carlisle with Stockport dropping points. Grimsby drew 1-1 with Newport. Doncaster lost to Harrogate Town. It's a massive win for Harrogate Town there at the bottom end of the table. Warsaw drew 0-0 with Bradford, and Bradford being on such a massive winning run, you know, that's really, really hurt them, really helped Carlisle as well. Plus a 3-0 victory for Sutton over Crawley. Going to the Saturday night results then. And that's a 0-0 draw with Barra with Sutton. Them two teams right next to each other in the leagues, both trying to get that late promotion playoff place. Stockport beat Colchester, a big result for them after the draw on the Tuesday. Crawley lost 3-1 to Harrogate. But one of the big results from that round, Stevenage 3, Warsaw 1. And it's one I wanted to get Gabe's opinion on because the Warsaw keeper really didn't have that good a game. Like, he conceded an overhead kick. One of the goals was a mistake. And he conceded two within the first 15 minutes. So the professional keeper in the room, how does the keeper react 15 minutes in? You're 2-0 down. What's the keeper got to do in that situation?
Try not to concede another goal, I'd probably say. First thing.
Because it's bound to affect you mentally, especially with one of the goals like really being like really avoidable.
Yeah. Well, you just got to dust yourself off, really. I'm quite young and naive at the moment, so I hope it don't happen to me anytime soon. But yeah, if you conceding one early on is annoying enough. When you go 2-0 down within 15 minutes, it really set you on the back foot, hasn't it? So I think you just got to, well, try not to concede the third and try and, well, what I'd do personally, if the ball came anywhere near my goal, it's just getting booted 70 yards away. Yeah. Far away from that goal. Yeah, as far away from the goal as possible.
Yeah. Well,
happening.
I think maybe Mr. Keeper wishes that he'd been told that.
Well, I was just about to say, he actually went on to concede again to an overhead kick. So maybe he did need to listen to that, Mr. Evans.
Overhead kicks can be just good goals, though.
To be honest, I think you should have saved the overhead kick. It was sort of like just on the edge of the 6-yard box, like it, from like a cross. I think the keeper should have come for it. Like, but more results. Grimsby beat Rochdale. Pretty predictable. Hartlepool drew 1-1 with Northampton. Northampton dropping points again. Hartlepool picking up another point to put them just outside that relegation zone. And one of the other big results down that end of the table was Crawley losing 3-1 to Harrogate. Wills?
Oh, Crawley, our favourite on the show, Gabe.
Crawley won at the weekend.
Have I got that the wrong way around?
I think so. I just need to have a look. So, recent game.
3-1
giveaway. Yeah, Crawley have gone and won a game. Seemed to be in a lot of trouble. But their owners, I mean, you know, we've talked about them quite a bit on this pod, Gabe. We're kind of like... ever since that new... Do you remember, like, the start of the season when
I remember the little devil mush.
Ever since then, we like to have a little look and see what's going on with Crawley. How's that working out for you? A lot of people are Crawley fans, obviously, if any are listening.
For the fans.
There's not many.
One of their owners. One of their owners has actually flown over from the States to try and find out what's going on. He's arrived, and they've gone and won a game 3-0, I think it was. So
have you noticed 3-1, this has coincided with the Premier season free of Ted Lasso?
I don't know if he's now going to go back and say nothing's the matter, they're playing really well, everything's grand, but.
I mean, how much do people in the squad, like, how much do you pay attention to other teams' news when things are going on with Crawley? Or is it just kind of like face down, you get on with your own thing, you only focus on the opponent ahead?
You just focus on yourself, really. Because we're in quite a good position at the moment, you just focus on keeping the run going and keeping everything, keeping your ticket away, trying to win games. Like, last season, it was a bit different. Because you were affected by it, because we were down there, weren't we? Especially this time, just before Seymour came in. We were right down there. So you kind of listen to it and you kind of, especially with McCurdy and that, you're like, oh, you don't want to hear about him.
A favourite.
And then, yeah, then
Swindon had a guy on the pitch before the match who was trying to get a song going about Harry McCurdy, even though he doesn't play for them anymore. Did any of you see that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
It was. I heard on Radio Cumbria, they were complaining about this announcer that they had at Swindon on the pitch with a mic.
Oh, I heard that.
So he was saying that he couldn't hear himself over him, but I heard afterwards that he was he tried to get a chant of Harry McCurdy going, thinking that that's going to rile the Carlisle fans up, and obviously it didn't, because we don't really care. We don't hate him. He hates us. It's different. But I just wanted to kind of move on as well to this. The other thing that I was going to cover in the league roundup was there's been a bit of a spotlight on referees. Northampton's manager has had to go because he had a player sent off against Crawley. A lot of people seem to think it was a dive and that it was obviously going to get rescinded. It wasn't rescinded. Then in the Hartlepool game, we've seen Northampton 1, Hartlepool 1. Arguably, both goals could have been disallowed. There was a move, obvious offside for Hartlepool's goal. Northampton did a funny, kind of clever little move from a corner, but the ball hadn't stopped rolling. So then the Northampton keeper, Northampton manager John Brady's come out and asked for a bit more consistency in refereeing. But one interesting kind of refereeing thing that happened at the weekend was the Bradford keeper who caught the ball at Newport.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, so because they've got the rugby lines painted on the pitch,
yeah, I saw that.
He thought he was in his area. He caught the ball. The referees interpreted that as an honest mistake. So I guess in the referee's view, it's not a deliberate handball because he didn't know he was outside of his area. Newport are a bit angry about that. They think that he should have been sent off. I don't know, Gabe, since it...
Goalkeepers since Union,
it concerns
I'm guessing.
Goalkeepers, yeah.
I'm guessing Goalkeepers
you
Union.
You have a view on that, yeah.
It's not doing any keepers favours because we get a lot of stick anyway for not being the cleverest people in the team. So catching it 10 yards outside, I've seen it. And I couldn't understand where he's doing, but I don't know.
Yeah, you'd think
I'll
know
give
better.
Him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the roundup.
All right, that was brilliant, man. Thank you very much, gentlemen. We found out what was happening here, what was happening there. It's the League Two roundup with Wills and Liam and Gabe. Just before we move on, though, just because we were talking about the league a little bit there, Gabe, just because you're in the changing room a bit, at what stage of the season do players really start looking at results and checking the phones after results? Like, I mean, I imagine it's happening all the time now. But like, how early is it happening?
Well, it depends how big. Well, because I support Carl, I'll be looking every week from the start of the season to the end. But I don't know, personally. There's a couple who will look. I know the coaches look, well, I say coaches, all Gav will look and that. But I think it's just mainly focusing on yourself, like I said. You can focus on other teams all you want, but as long as you're winning, you can't really, it doesn't really bother you, does it? Because you can only go up if you're winning.
Yeah, true. But something in other Carlisle United related news that's been bothering Paul Simpson is the training facilities at Brunton Park. But it's been recently reported in the news at a supporters meeting when Clibbins was questioned about development with new training facilities that potentially they were looking at sites. And when I read the rest of the article, to be fair, I think it was about four links and about two different recipes or something like that. It was clickbait, gentlemen. It was a very politician's answer. I don't necessarily believe there's going to be too much development, but Gabe, like, how does the training facilities at Carlisle United currently affect the daily training? You know, how does it disrupt it?
If the pitch is flooded, and the pitch does flood quite often, I'm guessing you've seen pictures of past seasons where the water's covered the training pitch and that. It gives you a place you can't really train. So when the ground's frozen, you've got to train inside the Neil Centre. I don't know if you've ever been in the Neil Centre, but it's not the greatest, is it? Little five-a-side pitches.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not.
It lacks training. Yeah, and then
like a skilled sports hall. Yeah.
Well, basically. So if the pitch is frozen, we normally go up to Gretna and we normally train up there. But it's a lot of travelling for the lads because a lot of them do travel as well. They don't all live in Carlisle, so the travelling does. But the pitches, they cut up easily, and especially in winter, you train on them every day. Goal mouths and mud baths. And one like, it's been raining today. I'd imagine what the pitch is going to be like tomorrow. My blue training kit's going to be brown. Can't wait, my gloves are going to be ruined in August.
Yeah. I do see us coming back from Gretna. I do often ask, and it's like bloody cold up there.
Cold. And a lot of the lads, yeah, the Astro doesn't do you any favours either. Especially for a couple of the older lads, it does quite hurt your joints.
In other Carlisle United related news, there's a recent promotion that has been launched. It's hashtag 10 for 10, the meaning of which it's going to be £10 in order to sort of drive 10,000 people to go to the Carlisle United game. I believe it's for the Tranmere game, I believe they're promoting it for, which is the Good Friday game on the 8th of April. So even though he cut his mic off, like, I still had to watch him sneeze. I don't know why.
That could have just been moved on.
I just don't know why it was. I don't know. Very distracting for some reason. I don't know why. I was just very intrigued as to how the sneeze was going to work out for you. I don't know why. Anyway, sorry. I'll move on. The 10 for 10 promotion, obviously you go out there, get your tickets. There's schemes to be able to donate tickets as well, so when you go and, you know, you're used to paying £20 for a ticket, if you want to pay £20 for a ticket and obviously donate another ticket to somebody else, there's facilities all set up for that. Gabe, how do big crowds affect the team? Is it a massive lift? Does it increase the nerves and then the adrenaline?
Very, very big lift, I'd say, because you'd rather be playing in front of 10,000 than 2,500, wouldn't you, at the end of the day? Especially, you can feel the difference this season, especially with big away followings as well. It really does push you on. And it's just good to be a part of. I think I went, I was, when did I go down to? been, I go to a lot, to be fair, but because I'm travelling with the team on quite close away games. Barry last season, I was on the bench, that was unbelievable. Leighton Orient as well. Last season, Simo's first game. Oh, Jesus. Crawley as well. Look at Crawley. I don't understand why you'd want to go to Crawley and watch Carlisle for 630 miles, but hey, people do, and I'm not complaining.
You've got good, like, you know, like you've got the London supporters as well, yeah. So always kind of boosts our attendances in places like Crawley.
Yeah,
yeah. Fair few of them do listen as well. So, you know, hello to those guys.
I feel like it's a bit of a brag as well for people who live in Carlisle. They can say to all the mates, like, oh, I travelled right the way across the country, right down to Crawley. Like, it's like, don't we always get massive attendances whenever we play Plymouth just because it's like the longest journey?
Like, yeah. Tuesday night as well. Yeah.
Didn't Sky Sports pay for their travel fees once as well or something? There was one time like they had like, yeah, they had like the centre reporter under the coach to gawk at all these Cumbrians, you know, see what makes people want to travel the length of the country for a lower league game. And you got like some of the some of the ones that organise the away travel that have been going to almost every away game for years, like really kind of diehard. Yeah, they're definitely very proud of the distance they cover. I don't think they'd want us to be a club in the middle of the country that can just get to everywhere in a couple of hours.
it's a great away following, it really is. And something else that's been gathering a fantastic following is our game here on the podcast. That's right, gentlemen, it's time for True Blue or Not a Blue. Diddly 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 do. Right, gentlemen, the first game of the podcast, all three of you are going to play as a team. Don't worry, Gabe, I'll explain to you and anybody new that's potentially listening how this game works. It's stolen from somebody else's podcast, Mark Howard's podcast. It's stolen from his podcast. And he's got a game called Keeper or Not a Keeper, but this is our version called True Blue or Not a Blue. So basically, I've either made up their name or they used to play for Carlisle United. And gentlemen, this time I have gone for a certain year as well. I've gone for 1984. So it's going to be very difficult. Yeah, it's going to be very difficult. It's four names on the list. As always, all four names could be absolutely made up, or all four names could be absolutely true. Gentlemen, are we all ready to play True Blue or Not a Blue? Diddly 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 do.
Get and ready.
All good, all good. Right, the first name on the list, gentlemen, is Dave Rushbury.
Dave sounds, that's a bit of a name for 1984. Dave. What, Dave? Only Dave's around then. I feel like Dave's a more recent kind of like invention.
I've got no idea.
You've got no idea, Gabe? You got
well, I don't have a clue. I'm going to say, I don't have a clue, no.
I'm going to, are you guessing? Yeah, I'm going to guess no. So let him go to the casting vote.
Yeah, no, we'll go no.
No, no.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You're going to go no on Dave Rushbury. Gentlemen, Dave Rushbury You're off to a bad start. He was a blue.
Sorry, Gabe.
To listen to the pro. You know, you got to listen to the pro guys sometimes. You got to listen to the pro. He was a defender that, of course, played in 1984. Gentlemen, the second name on the list in True Blue or Not a Blue is Andy Hill.
Such an ordinary name.
Basic, isn't it?
Yeah. It does this. He'll throw one in each episode. It's like just John Smith.
I kind of believe it though.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so
bad. We're going towards yes. Final answer is true blue. Gentlemen, Andy Hill is a true blue. Well done, gentlemen. One for one. Well done. He was a defender that obviously played in 1984. Right, off we go again. The third, John Blott.
I mean, would he go for like all three real, or would he make up a name like John Blott? It's one of the two, isn't it?
People aren't actually called Blott, are they?
Someone might be Blots, called Blott.
The Blots?
No, the Blots aren't real.
William's going, no, definitely not. Gabe, what are you thinking?
I think he will be, aye.
You got John Blott's bag.
Well,
you're going to go with the pro this time?
Yeah, I'm going to say John Blott is real as well.
And you'd be right to go with the pro. John Blott is a true blue. And Gabe knows his goalkeepers as well, because John Blott was a goalkeeper. He obviously played in 1984. Gentlemen, the final true blue or not a blue is Steve Shoulder.
I mean,
oh, chance.
Yes, absolutely denying that.
Well,
one.
The thing is, I thought the same about Blott. Like,
but now he's saying as he picked 4 out of 4 all true.
Yeah. No, but he's done it before.
Has he made up Steve Shoulder?
I've never heard anyone called Shoulder before ever.
No, yeah. Are we all saying he's a fake?
Yeah, get rid of Shoulder.
Saying no to Steve Shoulder, gentlemen. Steve Shoulder was not a blue, so well done. You know, started with a bit of a shaky start, but then just like nailed it all the way through to the end. There, it's a pretty good result. You know, three out of four, so it's not too bad. You've never had a 4 out of 4. You've had a 3 out of 3.
Yeah, we're 3 out of 3, yeah.
That's right. Gentlemen, thank you very much for playing True Blue or Not a Blue. Let's dive back into, a bit of punditry. Let's give that a go, why don't we? As we always do every week here on the Blue Army podcast. Once again, Gabe, thanks for joining us. I'm going to give you all the Carlisle United starting lineup for their 2-1 victory over Swindon Town on the weekend. It had Hoyley in goal with Senior, Feeney, Huntington, Mellish and Armour across the back five, Moxon, Guy and McAlmont in the midfield with Garner and Patrick playing up front together. Now, Gabe, I imagine you get battered every single week with a combination of strike forces that Paul Simpson wants to try and put together into one-on-one situations and all kind of things like that. You must have nightmares about Garner and Patrick and Dennis and Edmo and everybody else. This front force is really sticking together. This sort of starting 11 is really sticking together. But like, what's really cool about it is that, you know, we've seen Gibson come in, filling at right back. Now Senior's kind of reclaimed the role. But everybody really seems harmonious and on board. What can you say about the sort of squad harmony? And, you know, these little tweaks really don't seem to affect our good run of form. How is it, similar sort of man management, a word in an ear kind of thing? Or is it sort of like, you know, not open to discussion in a full room, these proceedings?
It's just, if you play well, you're going to keep your place in the team, really, aren't you? So, Gibbo, like last week, Gibbo came in because Joe was badly. So, he's come in, got told on the Friday that he might have to play. Joe's badly, he's come in, scored, and then he's been well, kept out of the team. But it's not, it's the team, you're a big team now, aren't you? So, it's not really, you're hurt by not being chosen. It's, you're all going for the same end result at the end of the season, aren't you? And it's just however you can get there. So, similar man management and whoever plays well, really.
Yeah, it really seems to be an ethos of, like, when you play well, you will keep your place in the team. And, I mean, this week was actually my first ever perfect 11 on my fan hub prediction thing. So I got an extra 200 points for putting Senior back in my starting lineup, just because, you know, you can read that kind of, like, that ethos now. It is sort of like you're going to play the best player in that position when they're available, as long as they haven't done anything wrong. You know, if they're playing well, they're playing well, and that's sort of evident. And it made it really easy for me to get 200 points this week, so I'm really happy about that. But gentlemen, what, something else that made me really, really happy is somebody else in the back five on the other side of the pitch from Joel Senior. In fact, Jack Armour hit an absolute worldie with his right foot after, I mean, I don't know what was going on in the box at first. I mean, the corner goes in, it's Moxon, it's dangerous, it's towards the front post. The defender really makes a hash of it. It takes about three headers before it leaves the box and it drops to Jack Armour, and it's an absolute fantastic goal. Gabe, has he ever done anything like that on the training ground?
Probably not, no. I remember him scoring once. I think it was right at the start of pre-season. Quite a good finish past us, but that's about it from what I can remember. He's quite a conservative player, I think. So, yeah, no, to be fair to him, he deserves that. He's a good player. He's good, he works hard, and he did deserve that goal. So,
He does often get a lot of plaudits here in the Blue Army podcast. And Liam, I mean, what more can we say about Jack Armour doubling his tally this season with, I mean, is that goal of the season so far?
I mean, Callum Guy's had a few that were quite decent. All right. But I think that's probably got to be it as well. Did you see the goal gif as well for Jack
Armour?
Yes. It was strange.
No.
I don't know how to explain it. It's him and Callum Guy working on the camera.
I think I just tried to blank it out. Yeah.
Better than the goal itself, some could say. But it's good to see him getting that, especially because Simpson was saying midweek that he wants to get more goals from his fullbacks. What a way to sort of shut him up, I suppose. Brilliant goal, brilliant finish. Not just goal of the season for us. I'd say that'll be up there for everyone come the end of the season.
I mean, it's one of those moments, Wills, where when the ball goes up in the air like that, it's a dream for every football fan. You know, that's the moment you fall asleep dreaming of as a boy. Like that ball falling down in the World Cup final, that moment, you hit it on the volley, it goes top corner. I mean, that goal from Jack Armour. at that point of the game, I mean, what did it mean for Carlisle and taking the lead at that point with that kind of a goal?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like we've been kind of like working hard, trying to get, you know, we'd made chances, but you know, for quite a long time, there was no real breakthrough. So, you know, I guess it's kind of, you know, you get that first goal, some of the dominance that we maybe had. I don't know if we were necessarily dominant, but I felt that we were the better team listening on the radio at that point. And, you know, to kind of like then go and get the goal. I think, you know, I think it's important because I think, you know, teams can get frustrated, I suppose, if you're kind of on top, but the goal just doesn't come.
Yeah, I mean, there was a long time before Swindon got their goal, and Thomas Hoyley obviously had a lot to do. But in other games, he hasn't necessarily had too much to do. Gabe, as we very rarely have a professional goalkeeper here on the Blue Army podcast, what would you prefer? What do goalkeepers prefer? Do they prefer to be busy and looking good for the cameras, or deep down inside, do you just want a quiet day at the office?
I think a quiet day at the office, really. You don't mind making saves, and I, you know, busy games, but if you're under the cosh a lot, it's a long 90 minutes, especially if you're only gone to a 1-0 lead. It's a very long 90 minutes. So I'd rather touch the ball twice and just complain about touching the ball twice with my feet than...
Is that the secret? You have to complain?
And then take a clean sheet, thank you very much.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah.
I mean, it did take until the 80th minute, unfortunately, where Carlisle's defences were at a bit of a loss. And, I mean, the defender just kind of got through, the attacker kind of got through after a little bit of a mad scramble and poked it home. We won't really go into too much detail about the goal, but what we will talk about is how that could have affected the way that the game continued, because you would say the momentum would be with the home team scoring in the 80th minute to go on and then claim the winner. But it really does say something for this team and for Paul Simpson and the rest of his management to get messages onto the pitch, make sure our heads didn't drop, and to keep pushing forward for that 3 points. And obviously that 3 points came from a set piece. Gabe, I'm sure you have a lot of set piece training in your daily regime. I imagine it gets quite cold standing there waiting for another corner to come in from Mox or Guy or whoever you've got in your group doing set piece training that day. But we've heard Skelton's had a lot to do with the set piece play this season. Is that true? And if so, like how does he approach it? Like how long do you spend doing set pieces? You know, how important is that?
So Paul Gerrard will do the defensive set pieces, so like defending corners and wide free kicks and all sorts, and then Gav will do the attacking ones. And they spend, it's normally day before a game on a match day minus one, they'll spend the last 10, 15, 20 minutes going through set pieces, doing them. So then when it comes to a match day, they know what they're doing. I think it was quite cleverly worked watching it back, but from the weekend, but the Swindon brought it on themselves, I think, really, didn't they?
I mean, yeah. how fuming would you have been of that defender on the back post?
Oh, my head would have gone. I think keepers partly to blame, because just before the corner, he's gone and kicked it straight to our forward, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Trying to play out in the 90th.
They kind of gave us it. Yeah, they kind of gave us the corner in the 96th minute out of nowhere. Yeah, they didn't have to. Yeah. All kind of brought on by the goalkeeper. Absolutely. But that set piece.
Throw him under the bus.
Yeah. happily, never gonna get his name, right? But you know that goal from Ryan Edmondson coming back from injury, obviously speaking volumes for the way that the medical staff, the physios have got him up and running, and obviously Matt sharp enough to be ready and on the ball enough to peel off on the back post and score there. But Wills, I mean, how much of a confidence booster is it to win in the last minute? You know, how you know, how much more belief does that give Carlisle fans to have that bit more drama in a football match?
Yeah, I think it does a lot, because you come away from a match where you'd given up hope of getting the 3 points, and you know, at one point maybe even just happy that we were getting at least 1 point, because I thought maybe Swindon were going to go on and get another goal. But you know you always hear that the teams that do well, the teams that get promoted, these are the sort of things that they do. They snatch these last-minute victories. So to see your team do that, it gives you more positivity that, you know, we are going to just keep winning, that we've built up this momentum, and it's going to see us through other games like the Swindon game, where we come away with more points than we thought we would go into for most of the match. It's just kind of it's a nice positive feeling to see that with your own club.
I think those things really do last long in the memory of Carlisle fans, and I feel like that's going to be really important for the rest of the season as well. Is that like we won't lose hope for the last sort of, like, you know, if we look like we might lose a game or draw a game, we're not going to let the heads drop, because now you kind of believe that the team's never going to be able, or the team's not going to let the heads drop. I mean, Liam, is that something that you think as well? Like, do you think the fans are like, after that, it's even, there's more enthusiasm somehow?
Yeah, I think the fans just trust the players a lot more than they have in recent years. Like, you think of under previous seasons where we were down in near the relegation zone, it just seemed like players would give up at times. Like, you go 1-0 down, their heads would drop. Like, even that season where we did okay under Chris Beach, it took for the last game of the season against Leyton Orient for us to, like, get a victory after going behind. And you know, it's obviously a lot different this season because the players have a lot more... the fans have a lot more belief that the players won't just sit there and let it happen. Like, they have more trust that the players are going to give it everything that they've got.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Gabe, I mean, you must have been a part of a bus journey home. It's a lot different when it's a last-minute winner, isn't it?
Yeah, miles different. Yeah. It's just so much better, yeah.
What was the atmosphere like?
Bouncing, really, but better than sitting down, getting losing 1-0 and 2-1 in the last minute, and just sat there crying yourself to sleep on the bus.
I told you it'd be some easy questions. Yeah. I told you it'd be all right, boy. I told you there'd be some easy questions. But like something that's going to be maybe a little bit more of a difficult question, gentlemen, is the Foxy's feature man of the match. And so we'll give Gabe a little bit of a chance to sort of like think about who he wants to give a man of the match award to. So I'll dive in. I'll go first. And for me, my Foxy's feature man of the match, oh God, I haven't even thought of it until just now. Why did I put myself on the spot? I'm gonna go with Jack Armour. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Jack Armour. You know, he just kind of like, it's the icing on the cake for him to score that bit of a worldie. It's gonna be a goal that lives long in the memory. So I'm just gonna dive in and say Jack Armour. Will's your Foxy's feature man of the match?
I think Callum Guy had a really good game. I think we controlled
again,
the midfield.
Say
well.
Guy again?
Okay. Did I say Callum Guy last time? I'm sure I did.
Yeah. There's nothing
I
wrong
think
with
it was
that.
Me.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Oh, was it you?
I was feeling I haven't given Callum one in a while. it was him or Moxon, and Moxon, you know, he did get that last minute assist. And he took the corner as well that led to the first goal. But at 1-1, I'd kind of decided already that I was going to give it to Guy, so not let like the last few seconds change. I think he's owed one from me, so Callum Guy.
Go on, Liam. What are you saying?
I think mine was between Callum Guy and Owen Moxon as well, but I think I am going to have to give it to Owen Moxon because he's just a class above, isn't he? He's a two corners that we get the goals from. Unreal. Plus, I gave it to Callum Guy last week, and I didn't want to give him it 2 weeks in a row. Moxon's—he's just such a good set piece taker. Like, it was really nice when we had him and Taylor Charters in the team. We were both that good at free kicks and corners. But his set pieces this season have been something different. I think even in the middle of the park, away from them set pieces, he was just—you know—he's always one of the best players on the pitch, and he was again Saturday.
Yeah, and Gabe, you know, we give you a bit of time. You're not on the spot anymore. I do know you have to look these people in the face, but, you know, go ahead.
I'll probably say Jack Armour, just because he scored quite a good finish with his weak foot. And, I give him that. Just that, in general.
Yeah. So it was his weak foot, yeah?
Yeah, it was his weak foot, right foot. Yeah. His left footed, isn't it? So.
That's a hell of a finish, isn't it? Anyway, isn't it, Christ?
That's a hell of a finish, man. That's a hell of a finish.
All the chance and volleyed it.
I didn't even know that. Yeah.
It just means that much more. But you know what means much more is Carlisle United's next game, which is at home against Stevenage. And as we do here on the Blue Army podcast, we give our predictions for the weekend's result. And, you know, it's going to be very instinctual, gentlemen. Let's just jump straight in and say, I'm going to go. It's going to be hard fought. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be Carlisle 1, Stevenage 0. Will?
I'm kind of like feeling on a high and hoping that we can give Stevenage a bit of a bloody nose. They've had a couple of wins after some bad form, but they've got a game in midweek as well. They're playing Crewe. So Crewe having just beat Salford with a last minute goal. So I'm kind of like thinking Crewe are going to kind of turn Stevenage over. And then basically I'm going to say we're going to win 3-0. Long build up to like that.
Okay. Liam, quick fire, what are you saying?
I'm going to go in the middle, 2-0.
2-0, 2-0. And Gabe, what side of the compass are you landing on?
I think he's got a lot of goals in this game. So a lot of goals, big crowd. I'd probably say 2-3-1, maybe. 2-3-1. Yeah. I think they will score or not. I need that. Okay. I don't know. I just. I mean, I'm gonna get 8 now, but I do think they'll score. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've been on a pretty good form here on the podcast today. You did pretty well on True Blue or Not a Blue. You know, maybe your predictions are all gonna come true. And the last segment of the podcast is maybe Will or Liam's chance to show off. That's right, gentlemen. The last segment of the podcast. It's everybody's favourite. It's time for Guessing the Player. I don't know if you can hear the music at all. I know I'm raving. I can definitely hear the music. It's not normally in my headphones, though. Can you hear the music?
No, we can never hear the music.
No. Just can you not? I'm just dancing on my own. Yeah. So the song of Guessing the Player. Guessing the Player. Right, gentlemen. I mean, that's just why I'm shouting at you, because I've got music blaring in my ears. Like, jeez. That'll be easy.
Just fall over.
My chair, you know, like the thing just came out when it kind of like when it goes back.
Did it fall over?
No, yeah. The chair kind of tipped back.
Oh, man, I'm glad I'm recording. I'm really glad I'm recording. Right, gentlemen, Gabe, this is when it's all going to make sense to you. I sent you a message earlier on that contained a name. Do not say the name. Do not say the name, because the game we are playing is Guess the Player. That's
Gabe
right,
knows.
Gentlemen. Gabe knows who the player is. So that's how you guys know. That's how you guys know that I'm not just going to be making it up last minute. Gabe knows who the player is. So when somebody guesses the player, Gabe's going to have to let you know, obviously. I'm sure Gabe's going to show us a bit of showmanship, you know, he's going to let you know. He's going to let you know. Wills and Liam, the score currently, Will, you got ahead a little bit, didn't you? Was it 9-3
now? We don't have to discuss the score.
I got like, did I get 2 points on the last one?
2 points on the last one. You had a 7-3 lead, did you? Was that?
Have you not been keeping score? Because I
have. I have got it written down. I'm writing down this week. I did a lot of writing down. Hang on, I can just. Yeah. I pulled them all out and wrote notes on them. I'll be able to keep score. I'm pretty sure it's 9-3 though. It's 9-3. Liam remembers it's 9 to Wills.
I remember also Will.
3 to Liam. You know, there's going to be new listeners. You know, Gabe's here. There's going to be new listeners. We have to catch people up with what's going on. So basically on the first guess, and obviously Gabe needs to know what's going on as well. On the first guess, you're going to be able to achieve 3 points. On the second guess, you're going to be able to achieve 2 points. But if it takes until the third guess, gentlemen, there's only going to be 1 point available. Liam, I'm pretty sure you know who's guessing first. Since you've been paying attention. Is it you?
No, it is Wills.
It is Wills.
I could have lied completely and took it there.
No, Wills would have known. Will likes it. Will's enjoying his lead. Right, gentlemen, here we go. I've got to find... There we go. I've got to find me clues. Gentlemen, get ready for Guessing the Player. The first clue in Guessing the Player is... This player has featured in the same squad... as Gabe Breeze. Wills, who do you think it is?
Well, then. I'm trying to think, because Gabe did have a loan spell, but I can't remember where it was to, or if there's... So I don't know if it's anything to do with it. Well, it could be anyone, really, then, couldn't it?
You're not going to give the first one away easy.
I'm going to say Taylor Charters.
Gabe, is it Taylor Charters?
No. God.
Not Taylor Charters, mate. It's not Taylor Charters. Liam, it's your chance to steal it. This player also featured in the same squad as Mr. Gabriel Breeze. Who do you think it is?
I'm trying to think when Gabe's been on the bench. And you mentioned before that he was at Barrow. So I remember Christian Dennis scored then. Christian Dennis?
Ooh.
Dennis. No.
It's a big no. It's a big no. It's a big no. So question or guess number two. Will's back to you, sir. Your chance to win 2 points and go 11-3 into the lead. This player, as well as being in the same squad as Gabriel Breeze, also made 35 appearances for Carlisle United in the league.
Right. So, I think, because I mean, I think Gabe was in some squads maybe last season in the thingy, the Checker Trade, whatever it's called. So, I'm still trying to think about where Gabe went on loan and whether there's like any former, you know, like I don't know whether he went to Workington or somewhere like that and has come up with somebody like. I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Harry McCurdy.
Harry McCurdy game.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Liam, back to you. This player made 35 appearances for Carlisle United.
Well, that tells me he was only here for a season, which is making me think
Colombo.
Loan players. Who did we have on loan last season? Why can't I think of a single loan player in last season? That's ridiculous. Was it? No, Josh Coyote was the season before that. It was, is it Simeu?
No.
No,
it's not serious. See how seriously they take it, Gabe. Yeah. See how seriously they take it. You know what I mean? See how seriously they take it. Honestly, the listeners, they're on the edge of the seats right now. Like, you don't understand. Like, you don't understand. Like, the listeners are on the end of the seat right now. They're riveted by this. They're going to guessing to see who's going to win one point. And gentlemen, a little bit of like a caveat clue, I suppose, is I'd say 35 league appearances. You would think that was a low number for this player. You know, you would have thought he maybe featured in a few more games than that potentially, but that's not your big main clue. Your last main clue, gentlemen, and if you don't get it on this one, I mean, come on. Will's this player started his career at Arsenal?
Shit, it was
the first swear of the podcast.
Arsenal. No, because I was like,
I can't think of it either.
No, yeah, because not like flashing in my head that like Duncan Idahin was on.
That's what I was thinking.
Obviously, he hasn't played 35 games for us. So now, who
started it off?
Such a crossover. It's got 35 games. Gabe, squad with Gabe, so that kind of like limits when it might be started his career with Arsenal. Who started their career with Arsenal? But
gonna have to push you.
I'm just gonna go with Amari Patrick.
He's not Amari Patrick.
35 games. What am I on about?
No,
it's not, is it, Gabe? It's not.
No. Bit of
not at all. Liam?
I actually don't have a clue.
Last chance, mate.
Making it sound like you've given it away on the last clue. But that's...
I can think of loads that have played for Man United, and they're the ones I keep thinking of, like George Tanner and Joe Riley and them lot, but they're all...
Started his career, so like...
That's what I'm thinking. He's bound to have been like a youth player there in mid-north appearances.
I still keep thinking of whether like Gabe's loan spell is kind of
the critical. So, yeah,
it's not.
Okay, because I was thinking like as you maybe kind of been to Workington and played with like
it's not
kind of an older player. And...
Well, you give me an unfair advantage there. But
you're not going to get it.
No, I'm absolutely not going to get it. I'm thinking Aaron Hayden now because I can't remember where he started. And he went like
no.
Okay.
It wasn't any of those. It wasn't any
of those.
Is this
the first time we've not got it?
It's the first time you've not got it, I think. Yeah, this is a fellow goalkeeper of Gabriel Breeze. This was Gabe. Who was it?
It was Mark Howard.
It was Mark Howard. It was Mark
Howard.
I wouldn't have got
that,
no.
It was Mark Howard. It was Mark Howard, lads. It was Mark Howard. And gentlemen, I mean, no points this week, which leaves the scores at 9-3. And, you know, there isn't really much left to do here on the podcast, apart from obviously thanking our super special guest, Mr. Gabriel Breeze. Thank you very much for joining us, mate.
Been a pleasure.
Nice to meet you, guys.
it's been a joy to have you join us here on the podcast. And gentlemen, Wills and Liam, you know, this has been episode 100. It's been a hell of a journey. It's been an absolutely fantastic run. That's it. Long may it continue. And there isn't really anything left for us to do apart from saying bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.